you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, we shift gears now from talking all things motoring, which you're more than welcome to share your thoughts on in your voice notes on 063-688-0959. Now we're going to talk about banking, financial services, and boy, has it been an intriguing time. You might recall earlier this year, around April, we spoke about how Old Mutual is going full steam ahead in terms of establishing their banking division following years of getting their license. And last week, we spoke around Bidvest as a key industrial conglomerate looking to sell its entities, Fin Global, as well as Bidvest Bank. Now, we thought we'd get some investment analysis on this from someone who knows a mighty lot about businesses in South Africa, especially big giants like Bidvest. And David Shapiro, Chief Investment Strategist at Sasfin Wealth, joins us now for more. David, such a pleasure to speak to you and welcome to the show.
Ah, nice to speak to you, Gugu. Always.
Always exciting to speak to you. I hope we didn't distract you too much with our conversation around vehicles. And
I don't want to say this.
When your Mini Cooper.
Somebody bashed my car and I'm in the process of having to go to the panel beta, get a quote and everything. So I was very interested in that, especially the spares.
Yes.
So, very grumpy today.
I'm sorry, David. And the weather's not helping, huh?
No.
Exactly. Well, something else that's in the news headlines and perhaps not making us very grumpy, but raising an eyebrow is, of course, the sale of Bidvest Bank as well as Fin Global from Bidvest. And I've been reading some analysis, and this isn't a business that's been performing terribly, but really fundamentally just speaks to a change in strategy.
You know, it's odd that you brought up Old Mutual because I actually... one of the few people, and I've been not quite outspoken, I said, they got a good chance. And the reason that they've got a good chance, I'm talking about Old Mutual, of making a success, is that they've got such an incredible reach of people. You know, they've got all these salesmen out there, and it's almost a natural fit. So for them to start a bank and to raise deposit is not going to be difficult. I think, you know, I'm very keen to see what happens. Now, why do I bring it up is because Bidvest Bank was the opposite. You know, it didn't have a commercial market. It didn't have a retail market, I should say. So its deposits were mainly from the corporate segment. So, and I think today, if you want to survive, if you want to do well, you need that retail, that strong reach. You need that base. And it's one of the reasons that I think Bidvest have decided to pack it in. They were relevant many years ago when they first started and they bought Rennie's Bank. They were much more of a trade bank, commercial bank. We would always buy our Forex from them. But I think that's gone. You know, today you can pick up your phone and you can deal Forex, you know, through Standard Bank, through Shift, through all your banks now. You can actually handle your own Forex, particularly when you travel. So I think it's one of the reasons that they decided to pack it up. But there are other stories, you know, others as well, Google.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
Regulating a bank today, the amount of regulation, the number of people that you have to have in compliance in the back office, just, you know, the visits by the Reserve Bank to check on your stability, you know, to check on the numbers. So it's not Bidvest style. You know, they've got so many other businesses where they don't have to tie up their capital and spend so much time on regulation.
Definitely.
So that's my quick take.
I'm glad you mentioned that because we did have that conversation around Old Mutual back in April this year and the sustainability of their bank. But now that we find Bidvest again, I guess, redirecting its capital to the automotive, the cleaning, the freight management side of the business, can it still maintain its lead as a juggernaut in the industrial space?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and how? You know, the bank was nothing. I don't think the bank was all that, you know, big in their lives. And I doubt whether it comes to 2% of their total assets, you know, or total value. I'm trying to do a quick back of the matchbox calculation. So, you know, for them to lay it off is not going to be too much of an issue. And they can use the money elsewhere. You know, significantly better elsewhere. They've got great businesses. I'm a big favorite of Bidvest and the culture that, you know, was inculcated by Brian Joffe, even though he's gone and he's, you know, no longer involved I still think that they continue along the same lines. You know, when they do expansion, when they do expand, it's always a bolt-on type acquisition. They don't really go outside of their, you know, their understanding of their skills. So even this latest one on the cleaning side, you know, it's they know it. They know the business. They know how to operate. And, you know, this is one of the few that they've gone offshore. So it will be that juggernaut. And management is they build from within. And I think they've got very, very strong underlying management in all these businesses.
100%. I always think of the restrooms at the airport when I think of Bidvest, all the sanitary wear and even security made up by their operations. Go ahead.
You don't need a lot of regulation to put towels in and soap, you know. That's the whole point.
That's true. Even the
no one's checking over your shoulder. So I you know, it says a lot.
Definitely.
It's a lot about their business.
And in terms of a share and a stock, buy, hold or sell here, David?
No, I'm always, I like the business very well. It's not easy to find good local businesses. In fact, you probably can find them. They're battling against the economic climate here. That's one thing that's kept them back. But in terms of management, in terms of their businesses, very strong. And you know, they're asset light. They don't need a lot of money to run these businesses. You know, they don't have to put a lot of capital aside to keep these businesses going. So, yeah, it's very good business. Mm.
To close off with, David, I know that you typically keep notes of the markets and, of course, all these amazing themes that are happening on a day-to-day basis. And you're able to, you know, tell us more about the trend that we've been witnessing. And I don't want to let you go
in markets. Discussing.
Yeah, markets overall, but also the impact on SA businesses, because we look at the UK elections, we see what's happening in France, we headed to the US elections come November, and it's a very noisy environment. And I'm assuming, is this still a time where we as investors just need to sit back and huddle down on our investment strategies?
And enjoy it, yeah.
Enjoy? You know,
I think the market's in for a very strong 6 months. We're going into a period where rates are going to come down. You know, it's certainly been signaled in the United States, and now they're expecting the first rate cut to come September, possibly one November, and more next year. And when rates come down, it's good for equity markets, good for world growth, and we're going to follow. Mm-hmm. South Africa's going to follow. I don't think we're going to get one immediately, but we'll be watching the States. So, you know, when rates come down, more money floats to the bottom or suddenly appears in your wallet, which you're going to spend.
Yep.
And it's going to be a tech-driven recovery. You know, even though we've had an incredible run in technology shares, that's still where we're going to get, we're going to get the momentum. So we're going to benefit. I'm watching commodities here very carefully. I'm waiting for that signal that things are going to turn up there as well, because when growth comes, dollar comes under pressure, you know, the commodity markets take off. But don't be impatient on that side. You know, just wait for the right time.
Gold is still all that glitters, though.
Yeah, gold will hold up. I've never been a gold bull. even though I weaned myself on the stock exchange many, many years ago, but we dealt in gold mines. You know, we didn't deal in gold, and they were great. So those gold mines were huge, you know, momentous companies and that. So I remember that side with passion, and we're still a mine. We could still be a very important mining in a mining country. We've just fallen off a bit, but there is a possibility, if we get the government right, you know, that we can start to reclaim our title. But there's still a lot of mining left in South Africa.
Yeah. Interesting times, David. In the meantime, our stomachs will do somersaults. I hope your car gets repaired properly. And
so grumpy.
Thank you so much, David, for being a sport, even as grumpy as you are today. That's David Shapiro, Chief Investment Strategist at Sasfin Wealth, giving us an update on views of the outcomes regarding Bidvest letting go of its financial services assets there. So certainly one that makes sense given the times that we're in. And of course, speaking to a change and a shift in the strategy of the business. And as David has highlighted, there's still a great amount of confidence in the management of the business. If you missed it live.
Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.